Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And at 9:49, time for us to turn things over to Dave Dickey for our opening commodity market report. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Well, it's getting close. The last chance, Texaco, to support AM 580 agricultural programming this week. This is the fall fund drive. For those of you who have already contributed by mail or on our secure website or by telephone, Todd Gleason and I both deeply thank you. We rely on listeners like you for the largest share of our income, 47%. And by giving a gift of $40 right now at 217-244-9455, that's 217-BIG-WILL, you will keep programs like the opening market report on the air serving your needs. Do your part by going to your phone with that gift now at 217-244-9455. Or you can also pledge online at WILLpledge.org on our secure web server. Joining me in Pledge Central is Rita Schulte, and we were doing some high math in just a few minutes ago. In other words, subtraction.
Yeah.
And we kind of sorted it out that we need about 9 phone calls to stay on line to meet Rennie Ehlers' challenge.
That we do, and we'd like to hear from those other 9, and we'd have about 40 in. Rennie Ehlers, just to remind everybody, and her husband Chuck, issued a challenge. They absolutely rely on WILL's ag service, and they think it's invaluable to everyone engaged in farming and agribusiness. They will add $400 to our pledge total if at least 50 callers pledge in support of agricultural programs this week during this drive, Dave. And we are up to caller number 31. The next caller will be number 32. Tell the volunteer that you support ag programming. And if you would like to get Dave's newsletter, Dave and Todd's newsletter, let them know that, too, and give them their email address. And we'll make sure that that goes into the system so that you get that.
217-244-9455 is the number to call. We take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. And, again, a web address as well to go to if you want to pledge online at WILLpledge.org.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Let's take a look at how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. Kansas City March wheat opened at 4:29, up 2 1/4 on the open. July, 4:25, up 3/4. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 3:56, down 3/4 on the open. May, 3:68 1/2, up 1 3/4. July, 3:77, down 1. September, 3:87, unchanged. December, 3:99, down 1/2 on the open. March corn opened at 2:22 3/4, up 1 1/2 on the open. May, 2:34, up 2. July, 2:41 1/2, up 1 1/4. September, 2:49 3/4, up 3. December, 2:57 3/4, up 1 1/4. March, 2:63 3/4, up 1 1/2 on the open. March oats open at 1:90 1/2, down 1 on the open. May, 1:91, up 3/4. March beans open at 5:82, up 4 on the open. May, 5:96, up 4 3/4. July, 6:05, up 2 1/2. November, 6:18, up 4 on the open. March soybean meal open at 181.50, up 13, make it 130 on the open. May at 183.80, up 120. March soybean oil open at 22.19, up 4 on the open. May 22.63, up 5. Over on the Merck, March feeder cattle open at 108.10, up 12 1/2 on the open. April, 109.20, up 17 1/2. May, 109.60, up 2 1/2. February live cattle open at 91.55, down 17 1/2 on the open. April, 89.95, unchanged on the open. February lean hogs open at 57.30, down 5 on the open. April, 62.15, down 2 1/2. May, 67.37 1/2, unchanged. June, 69.25, down 10 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 77.75, unchanged on the open. Joining us on the telephone now to talk about the markets is Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dale.
Morning, Dave.
The folks that are in your neck of the woods up in Bloomington area that might hear AM 580 or take the service on the web, what kind of comments do they make to you or your office?
You know, every comment I get from people, and this is true when I'm traveling around the state of Illinois and talk to people, and WILL comes up, it's always positive what they have to say about the kind of programming you guys do and the information they can get during the day, because some of these people are out, you know, and away from offices or anything where they can find out what's going on in the markets, and they can always tune in and get an update, at least from the radio.
You know, we believe that the agricultural listeners and us are in partnership together. Oftentimes, Todd and I will take questions directly from the website, directly from emails, and ask them of our analysts on the telephone. We certainly do the same when we go out to marketing meetings. We have one this evening, by the way, at 6:30 at the Clinton Public Library. And that will be with Kurt Kimmel, Paul Cooley, and Bill Mayer, 6:30 this evening at the Clinton Public Library. Bring your questions. No reservation required. The meeting is free. Another way we serve our agricultural listeners, as well as talking about the markets here on the radio. And let's do that and ask you, was there anything in the reports that you could tell that would move any commodity out of its trading range?
You know, the reports, if anything, they were neutral on the corn and the wheat, the new supply-demand numbers. They raised the ethanol estimate 25 million bushel as far as demand. That wasn't really a big surprise. They didn't make any other changes in that, which people were not looking for things. In beans, though, they lowered their crush number by 10 and lowered their export estimate by 40, and those numbers were mostly expected. I think the extent may have been a little bit more, and they, as a result, put the ending stocks and beans up 50 million to 555, which, if it turns out to be true, will be a new record. And on the heels of that, what do? We have double-digit gains in the beans in here as we go into the 10 o'clock hour.
It does appear that soybeans are wanting maybe to make a stand. You look at that lead option March, you know, that minor support level from January 18th at 563.5, there for the taking, but it doesn't look like the Bears want to take it.
You know, they don't, and I think the thing that people kind of got to keep abreast of is how this whole investment fund money game plays out in these markets, and especially as markets relate not to a food item but as to a fuel item. As you can notice here today, bean meal is up about $1.50 a ton, but bean oil is up 40 cents, and that's nearly half a limit move in bean oil. And it's the energy quotient that seems to be the big play in the market here on a short-term basis and how that's going to play out in the long run. In the Wall Street Journal today, there was a big article about sugar and the implications that ethanol could have on the sugar supply-demand balances around the world, too. So I think everybody's real sensitive to this, and it's something that's hard for us in the analytical community to really put our fingers on and say, well, what does this mean? Because prices are not acting like you would normally expect them to act. So you've got to be a little careful and cautious, but to me it says be careful on reading anything in too negative, because there can be some things that are changing in the long haul, and the investment community is playing for the long haul.
And certainly the same could be said is true in both corn and wheat, where those investment funds have been huge buyers over the last month.
Yeah, they have, but, you know, it's really a little unclear, and the thing we got to be careful about when we talk about these people, it's really unclear how much they own and what they are doing, because we don't have any way to really account for the amount of money that they're putting into the market on any day or any week because of the way the CFTC reporting system set up. They're reported as a commercial interest, and so it's kind of mixed in with what's going on in a cash grain trade. Some of it, I fear, and what we're seeing reported on a daily basis is probably spec fund activity that we've seen here over the last number of years, and something that we can track with the weekly CFTC report. So I'm kind of guarded on what people say, good and bad, both about these investment funds. I just have a feel that they've put a floor under the market, and I think that's something people need to respect.
Let's look at particulars in corn. December now at 2.58¾. You know, there's a top sitting there from 1 September at 2.60¼. We made a couple of other runs of it up toward it in February, 3 February, 6 February. We're going to push through it this time?
Oh, I don't know if it's going to be this time, but I think eventually we will. If you go back and you look at history of December corn futures, I think it's over the last 25 years, there's only once that it didn't give you an opportunity to sell it at 270 or just a little better. So, you know, I think when you look at that kind of history, it says, you know, at some point we're going to get up into this game, into that price range, but I'm not so sure it's coming now or coming later. I don't think it's wholly important at this point either, is the timing of that.
Let's let you stay there just for a second. I want to go back out to Rita Schulte in Pledge Central because, Rita, we had a little flurry of phone calls there for a bit and wondering where we stand on that challenge.
Well, right now we have 33 calls in on that challenge for agribusiness folks, farmers, landowners, people who are stewards of the land. We got a call this morning from a gentleman who said he's been listening to ag programming here for 40 years. He remembers your story about the sign-on, and he thought it was about time he pledged. He's been farming for many, many years, and we thank him for his contribution this morning. 217-244-9455. We're going to see if we can hit the 40-call mark today, and our next call will be call number 34, Dan.
We know that farming is very competitive, Rita, and we want to provide our listeners the right kind of information that they can use to make smart marketing decisions, to put a little bit more profit into their pocket. And that's sort of the credo that Todd Gleason and Avai are building this agricultural service on. And now we're asking our listeners to ask themselves to say, well, what is the value of this service? How has it helped me in the last year? Have I gone out to some meetings? Do I take that agricultural e-letter? Do I listen on a daily basis? What is its value? Mm-hmm. And then to make a contribution, 217-244-9455, Rita.
Yes, indeed. And one of the things that's tough is that, you know, farming was never easy. And now that you're competing with just about everybody, it's important to know what's going on in Brazil and other places where there are large amounts of competition for you. And there's a great deal of competition for your dollars in Central Illinois when you have to choose who you're going to help support. And we realize that and are impressed and grateful when you support WYLL with your pledge call to 217-244-9455. And you know what, Dave? Some of these folks probably work for or have a spouse that works for a company in the area that matches their contributions. If you or your spouse works for the Andersons or ADM or Bunge Corporation, Caterpillar, PepsiCo, Quaker, or Monsanto, you might want to seriously think about checking into your personnel resources and see if your company matches your contributions to organizations like WILL.
Thank you much. We'll check back with you in just a second. Dale, I want to talk about Kansas City wheat, where we see the March contract now 429 and three quarters, up three on the day. For the last, eight or nine, 10 trading days, we've been talking about on the radio here an upward target at the 431 level, and we're getting very close to that. I was looking where the next upward target might be after that, and you got to go all the way back to 2 December of 2002 at 441 as a target upside. Is there any potential for reaching that kind of a level?
Frankly, I think if you get over this 431 number on a closing basis, that was back in March of 04, I think you really open up the door to go back to that 2002 high, and that was up at 495 itself. You know, and the one thing when you're looking at wheat in Kansas City in particular, and Chicago will follow it along because of the premium Kansas City already carries, it's this dry pocket that we have down in the southern plains at this point, and we're going to have to watch this thing awfully closely as we break dormancy. But if we don't see any significant change in that moisture down there, we're going to see this wheat market continue to spiral upwards. And when you look around the world, you've got some question marks about Eastern Europe, and now we know that India is probably going to import a half a million tons. So, you know, the fundamentals are just slowly getting potentially a little more positive.
And what's your analysis today over on the Merck?
Over on the Merck, really, I think you got a hog market today. It's just kind of correcting a little bit from having a run early this week. Things in the cash market look like we're finally about to make a bottom and turn it up. cattle market, I think, is just chopping sideways, and I still see some potential short-term problems in the cattle market. This thing could slip a little bit lower because of packer margins as negative as they are in a wholesale market in beef that's still sloppy.
Thank you much, Dale.
Sure.
Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois. Let's go back out to Rita Schulte in Pledge Central and ask her about, funding issues. We were hearing some news this week from the federal government, and that news suggests that we really need to have our listeners step up to the plate.
Absolutely. We did hear that the new budget includes a one-third reduction of federal funding in this year, and for next year, they propose a further reduction of another third. Now, this makes it really kind of, if you're in a business, you know how hard it is to plan when you don't know where half your money's coming from. And in our case, a third of our money comes from the federal government, and that's kind of, if it's fragile, it's fragile. We know that. But we can support our venture here if we get cash flow from our friends of WILL. And you know how important, since you're running your own home business up there on the farm, how important cash flow is when you need to know if you can buy seed or fertilizer or pay your light bill. And it's pretty much the same here. And that's why we're asking you to help us with a contribution this morning. A pledge of $100, Dave, you were saying, is roughly equivalent to a third of an acre of soybeans. It's also roughly equivalent to an hour of broadcasting here on WILL radio, which is, a nice round number if you're thinking about what to pledge.
Thank you much. 217-244-9455, the number to call. We take Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. Pledge online as well at WILLpledge.org.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For more information, call 866-837-9027.
Let's take a quick look at outside markets, where the U.S. dollar is at 90.36, up 7 cents. Gold for February at $559.50 is up $9.40. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, on the web at WILL.UIUC.edu. The time is 10:06 Central Time.